Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Teachable Moments with your host, Amber Waters Porter. Prepare to enjoy conversations and practical discussions with biblical principles that inform, inspire, and lift your spirits to new heights. Listen weekly as you live in the moment and allow God to speak wisdom to your life. Now, find your moment with your host, Amber Waters Porter.
Hello, and welcome to Teachable Moments. Welcome back. Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you for listening. It's a brand new year, brand new time to get things up and going. And so tonight, my guest, again, Apostle Favor, a.k.a., and we have him on tonight to talk about the new year and the Holy Spirit and His glory. We will not have Pastor Porter this weekend because she has a scratchy throat. I guess too much entertaining during the holiday season, but she asks all that are listening to pray for her that she'll feel a little bit better. And so tonight we have Apostle Favor. The last time here, I think he reminded me, was in October. He talked about the dynamics of prophetic warfare, parts 1 and 2, the garment of prophetic warfare, and the use of the ephod. And tonight, he's going to talk to us about what God has been showing him for that's coming up for us in 2018. Welcome, Apostle. How are you?
I'm very good. Good evening and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. What has God been speaking to you? He's been showing you. You said you wanted to share is very important. So I'm just going to move right out the way and give you the floor.
Okay. And you also stand by and call me back in case you want to add or interject or something you want to clarify to our listeners to say. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. It's my Amen. Show, of course. I have to do that.
Okay, good. Yes. It's been a wonderful 2017 that has gone and it's not coming back. And all through, a lot of things happened, good things, and also things that are not so good. And at the end of it all, everyone smiling and rejoicing that, oh, it is over. And there was a crossover into 2018. But it beholds every, not just a child of God, and not just being a child of God, everyone that understands the way things are done to look ahead. What is the future preparing for me? You know, the Greek word, you know, for that is like oida. What can I see? Or either what can I figure out? Let me look into the future based on what God is doing. And every prophetic child and every student of the Bible, every student of the prophet want to seek God. Lord, we've had a wonderful 2017. What are you doing with us in 2018? And I would like to tell you this quickly. I told our congregation while preparing to cross over to 2018 concerning Joseph. First of all, I said God revealed to Joseph concerning his future in his dream. Mind you, God showed him as per the manifestation of dreams. The first one was the planet bowing down to him. The second one were the shoes gathered together and they were bowing down to his own. That has its own meaning. But in that same revelation, God did not show him that he was going to be sold. He was going to be bought twice, first by the Midianites, secondly by the Potiphar. That vision didn't show to him that the Potiphar's wife is going to blackmail him and is going to take his court. That vision, that revelation did not show to him that he was going to be in the dungeon, in the prison. He was going to face darkness and suffering. Okay. So I told my congregation, I said, even God, even though you are seeking what God will show you, also be mindful of what God did not show you.
Okay, because so let me clarify. Let me clarify, because you're talking kind of fast. So you were saying to your people before we crossed over from 2017 into 2018 that those who want to know what God is showing them, be mindful. Look at Joseph. God showed him in dreams what would happen, but he also did not show him certain specifics that were going to happen to him as being sold and the different things. And so when we're seeking God, his suffering. So when we're seeking God for what's going to happen, be mindful that he'll show you some things, but there are other things he will not show you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good. So, and I told them, I said, you got to pray, because those things he did not show you, they look so simple and so little, that they are those things actually that propel you into that God have shown you. So those things God showed to you have their own platform that will have to happen through the things he did not show you.
Okay.
So now, by the 2018, the Lord is saying, by my own way of seeking God, I started telling my people since October that 2018 is going to be the year of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be the year of the Holy Spirit. I was saying it in every meeting, in every prayer, on the phone. I tell them 2017 is going to be the year of the Holy Ghost. Until few days to 2018, it came loud and clear again that it's going to be the year of the Holy Ghost and his glory.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have not really had a year being called the year of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is always with us. It means that 2018 is going to take a certain shape. The Holy Ghost is going to now take its place beyond what we've seen before. It's going to be glaring. It's going to be clear. Now in 2018 and maybe beyond is when we are going to discover, we are going to differentiate between two believers. I'm not talking about those that do not believe right now. Between two Christians. Between two people that say, I'm a child of God. 2018 is going to differentiate. And what differentiates two believers is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God there is called, you know, in the Greek word, described as gnosko. Gnosko is simply the ability to come to God as close as husband and wife. So 2018, the Holy Ghost is coming to define your relationship with God. The Holy Spirit is coming to make you valuable, to really understand that I am a child of God. I have God. Do you understand? Beyond just saying, I'm a Christian, I go to church. Now, it's going to be, now, the word gnosko that I use, because I use this, I just want to quickly clarify, means to know him, to know God. But not just to know him by reading the word of God, it's to have a relationship, intercourse. Like what happens between husband and wife. That is the relationship God wants with us. And it is going to happen through the operation of the Holy Ghost.
Okay, so let me clarify. Yes. So this year, 2018, is going to be year of the Holy Ghost, the year of the Holy Spirit and his glory. And
yes.
It's going to take place beyond what we've seen before. So it's really the year that God is going to let us know, let believers know about him, who he really is, and what we are to him, how valuable we are to him.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's going to be through the operation of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to take us to just three scriptures that there are so many scriptures that describe what the Holy Spirit will be doing in 2018, but I want to just look at three key scriptures here that the Spirit of the Holy Spirit is trying to use to express himself. If we look at John 16, I'm actually going to read from 8, and we look at 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 14, and we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 16. But now, John 16, let me read something in John 16, and I'll take it from there. Now, I said, the year of the Holy Spirit. Spirit and His glory. The year of the Holy Spirit and His glory. Now, again, you wonder, has the Holy Spirit not been with us? Yes, He has been with us. But because of the things that will be happening in 2018. Now, before you read this, Amber, and every listener, let me tell you, the mindset of the universe, the universal diagnostics of occurrences, of events, is different from the epignosis of the things of God. Now, the universal diagnosis says that things are not getting better. Look at it properly. Things are not getting better. No. That is the natural mindset, and that is the truth. That's the reality. No. 2016, now I'm talking about the natural realm. I'm going to talk about the epignosis. But now the natural realm, 2017 was worse than 2016. 2016 was worse than 2016. That is scriptural. That is what the word of God says. He said, gross darkness. He said, there will be darkness over the land. He said, gross darkness, the people. The Bible has not changed it, that there will not be gross darkness. So because of what will happen in 2018, I'm a prophet of God by His grace. I'm not going to blackmail the Holy Ghost or blackmail God and start telling you, oh, everything is going to be fine. Oh, they're going to pick money on the floor. They're going to be picking gold and barrel of gold and go to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Oh, money, they're going to share money. No, that's not the truth. There's going to be more darkness. So now, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit is saying, I'm coming to place upon you to make you see more light because there will be darkness. I have come to separate you from the darkness that will fill the land. I've come to do my work. I want to come and do my work so that you will really know that you have not been with me for nothing. Okay, let's quickly go and read. Let's read John 16. Okay, verse. Let me start from verse 7. John 16. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. And if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Now listen. Now, verse 7 says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. Has he not gone? Yes. Even though he's alive, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And I've called it Comforter, another Comforter the Bible calls him. Now he said, that if I depart, I will send him to you. So has he, that is the Holy Spirit, not been with us? Yes, he has been with us. But this year, 2018, we are going to see the operation of the Spirit of God more profound, pronounced, and deeper in everyone's life that open up to the Holy Ghost. So he said, when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of his judgment. He said, why? I'm going to reprove the world of sin in 2018 because they believe not on me. So it's going to be the year of the believer, those that believe in the Lord. So I'm going to reprove them of sin because not believing in me is a sin. No, there's going to be a difference between those that believe that have faith in him. Secondly, he said, of righteousness, because I go to my Father. And you see me no more. I have made you now my righteousness. For those that believe that I did not even come at all, those that believe that, oh no, it is just fable, I'm going to prove it to them. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. That is now, Christ said he will do that. When he comes, this is what he will do. This will happen in 2018. There's going to be, except a lot of prayer and calling for the mercy of God. Those that have dwelt in not believing the oppression of God, in not believing the coming of Christ, those that have dwelt in not believing the coming of the Holy Ghost, they're going to be separated from those that believe. How would they be separated? Through events and occurrences that will happen. Two people will be seeking something. One will get it quickly and one will not get it. And you will begin to ask him, how did you do it? You say, it is my God that did it through the operation of the Holy Ghost. verse 12 says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. In 2018, now, he said, the things that I'm going to tell you now, talking to the disciples, you cannot bear them now because as at that time, the Holy Spirit have not come. Now, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? Number one thing that you are going to experience in 2018, you are going to experience the order of the Holy Ghost in guiding you as a child of God. In guiding you, there's going to be a difference. Those that do not have Christ around you, those that do not believe in the God you serve around you, now they will see a great difference between you and them, and they will come to you. They will come to your life. If you don't see it happening in the first 3 months of the year, go on your knees and say, Lord, this is what you promised. If you don't see it happening immediately in your place of work, in your neighborhood, people will come to you because they've seen a difference. They've seen the light. So the Spirit of truth, now, I'm going to talk about the Spirit of truth because I hear so many people talking a lot of funny things about what the Spirit of truth means. Now, if I want to quickly digress, Amber, when you hear the Spirit of truth, it has nothing to do with spirit of error or lying spirit. No. He said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, the S there is uppercase. In the English word is capital letter. In American language is uppercase. The Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. Which truth? Now, he said, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So let nobody start teaching the children of God. Let nobody start teaching my children about saying the Spirit of truth is the one that corrects light. Yes, and in a grammatical way, you will say, yes, but that's not the work of the Spirit of truth. Now, this is what the Spirit of truth does. The Spirit of truth brings you what Christ has done while he came. Remember, he came as the first comforter. Holy Ghost is the other comforter. So what Christ has done before he left, this is the time the Holy Spirit will bring it to your mind and show you that Christ did this. Christ opened the eyes of the blind. Christ went to the cross and put death to shame. Christ healed the sick. Christ raised the dead. Christ forgave sin. All those things that he did that the devil did not find anything in him. The Spirit of truth is going to make them real to you. That is the meaning of the Spirit of truth and the operation of the Spirit of truth. In 2018, we are going to see diverse operation of the gift of the Spirit. We are going to see dead come to life. We are going to see lame walk, more of it. We are going to see things that will make those people in darkness. They will see light. They will come. Take me to your church. Take me to your God. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and I want to clarify some of the things you're okay. saying. Because sometimes when you talk faster, it's a little bit more difficult.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
sure
I'm
just, it's okay.
I don't want the time to go.
I want to make sure that those who are listening are understanding what you're saying. So you're saying in the year 2018 that believers are going to see the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in a deeper way, in a much richer way, and that he's going to reprove the world of sin?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yes, because
okay.
they never believed. So it's a sin.
Because they never believed, he's going to reprove the world
yes.
of sin. And you said mm-hmm. he's going to, the Holy Spirit will give experiences you'll have experience of being guided by the Holy Spirit in 2018.
Exactly.
And you'll
yes.
see a difference between people who believe and the people who do not believe.
Yes.
Because the Holy Spirit will show you.
Yes.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit will make you distinct.
And as far as the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit will bring what Christ has done for us and on the cross your mind, and you'll have a realization for it so that you will open your eyes will be open to what Christ did. And that will be a drawing for those who do not believe. They'll come after you take me to your church. Show me your God. How did that happen? I want to experience what you experienced.
Exactly. Awesome. In saying that, yes, in saying that, 2018 is the year of the witness. You can say hashtag witness, hashtag the tag balance. It's a year of balance. There's going to be a balance. There's going to be a balance between serving God and knowing God. There's going to be a balance between believing Him. 2018 is going to be a year of the Holy Ghost doing the work of witness. So we are going to see the operation of miracles, operation of light, the light of God. So definitely darkness cannot stand. Because there will be gross darkness, there's going to be more of the suffering that people have suffered. But still, the scripture says rejoice. And I'm saying that God said rejoice because he's not going to put you, he's not going to allow you that come to him to be in that suffering. No. So people will come to you because they don't want to be in darkness anymore.
Right.
The same way the Israelites left Egypt and they did not live alone. Some of the other people followed them. It was a mixed multitude, those that believed in their God. We're going to see that happen again in 2018. Let me quickly go further. Let me quickly show you something. It said, the Holy Spirit shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. There's going to be depth. Now, I was using the word ginosko. And I use the word oida. There's going to be the kind of seeking the Lord in this year. People will want to seek him more. Okay, a lot of things going on the internet. People bringing down pastors and saying all manner of things. I will tell them, continue, please. I will tell them, continue to bring down men of God. Continue to bring down children of God. That God is still going to distinguish. He's going to distinguish his people. Despite the mockery and the shame, God is going to promote his people. And those that have used their mouth to say all forms of things will come back to God. He will glorify me. There's going to be glorification. Now, the glorification here means that God is going to, right from this January, God wants to take the glory in everything. No man should share his glory. God is going to move through the power of the Holy Ghost this year as a jealous God.
Oh.
He doesn't want any man to take any glory. So he said the Holy Spirit is going to glorify him. It's going to be the operation that people will say, oh, it is the Lord, if not for God. And it has started happening already this January. Okay?
So
now,
you're saying that that you would say, you know, mm-hmm. as on the internet they're talking about preachers
yeah.
or just people who are supposed to be in leadership positions in the church or whatever, and they're not doing the right thing or they're being hypocritical. And the people who are exposing them, whether it's their motives are good or bad or correct or not correct or evil or whatever, you would say to them, continue. Not in
yeah,
a negative sense. Continue to bring them down because that is the Holy Spirit bringing light to darkness.
No, not only that. What I'm saying is, in spite of people mocking the church,
mm-hmm.
and bringing shame, mocking the pastors and
mm-hmm.
the ministers of the gospel.
Right.
That's what I mean. But I'm not telling them to stop. It's because I'm a pastor, I'm indirectly begging them to stop. No, I'm going to tell them, continue. But the time will come that they will be put, you mocking the church will be put to shame.
Oh, okay. So that's the part.
That's the way. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. There are many things going on the internet. Everybody wants to say one bad thing or the other. Even though you are not the one to judge, the Holy Ghost is going to judge every bad action. But what I'm saying, for those that are mocking the church, mockery,
mm-hmm.
and telling them, oh, don't stop, continue, but you are going to see God lift his people that are worshiping him in truth and in spirit, not those that are lying, not those that are hypocritical, like you said. So definitely those that are hypocritical and lying, they are going to be exposed. That is for sure. This year, 2018.
But that goes for the people who are in leadership who are being hypocritical, as
yes.
well as it goes for the people who are exposing them to mock the church.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, they are in two ways. I did not use the word exposing them. You understand? I did not use, God did not appoint anybody to expose anybody. That's not God's work.
Mm.
The Holy Spirit did not appoint anybody to expose anybody. So whoever is doing exposing anybody have chosen to do that by himself or herself. It is God have not sent anyone to do so. It is God that exposes people by himself. Every listener should hear that. If you appoint yourself a position to bring shame to the church, to mock the men of God and women of God, and to mock children of God because of how they serve God, it is on your head. God did not call you to do that. That doesn't mean that we are taking too much time on this now. Anyway, I mean, like to explain that some other. That doesn't mean that they are not doing, probably God did not use it also, did not say they are doing the right thing. No, but God have not appointed any man or woman to do that work. So whosoever is on the internet exposing and thinking he's doing favor to God, God did not send you, God did not appoint you, you are going to pay for it also.
Mm.
That is the truth. Okay? Mm. Now I'm saying in this context that in the church in this year 2018, because it is the year of the Holy Spirit wants to beautify his people despite the mockery.
Okay,
despite the mockery. You can see that I've combined the three scriptures that I called. I've already spoken through Isaiah 60 already. It said, arise and shine, for your light has come. So in this year, there is going to be also defense. God is going to defend his people. All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore, said I, that he shall take it of mine and show it to you. There will be deep revelation. God will be revealing a lot of things to his people, and he's going to be our defender. This year, 2018, is a year of witness. God will use me, use you as a witness to his word. Amen? If I have more time, we can talk about it more, but that's
so let me basically. That for my show. So in this year, we can expect God to show up as our defender. He's going to defend his people. In 2018, God wants to beautify his people.
Yes.
He is going to merge this year as a jealous God. He's going to move as a jealous God. And he's going to use the spirit of truth to remind us and show us what Jesus did. He's going to open our eyes to that. He's going to reprove the world of sinners, the world of sin, because they didn't believe.
Yes.
And we're going to see the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit in a deeper level. And that is all that we have time for today. We did a lot today, but thank you, Apostle Tabor, for being on, and thank you for sharing what he's giving you for the year. Have a good night, everyone. God bless.
Amen.